the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where text 9 ministries are not acceptable.
It is absolutely not acceptable, and that's and that's why today we have brought in Brother Text 10 Ministries himself, Caleb McGrew. Thanks for being here today, man.
Thank you. It's an honor to be a part of The Table Podcast.
Man, I tell you what, it's an honor to have you here.
Well, and like we said, we have Brother Caleb with us today, but I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Man,
for those that didn't know who we are,
right?
which is most of you, I assume.
Right. Well, Caleb is so popular, he's going to bring us a lot of new listeners.
I don't know about that. I have absolutely no doubt about that personally. But we're going to talk to him today. This is another episode, or edition, I should say, of our little series we have called Spotlight.
So excited.
Where we bring attention to apostolic content that we believe you need to check out.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, that's what's going to happen today, gentlemen. We're going to talk about apostolic. That's literally what's going to happen. Don't say that. Don't say it's a plan. Tyler has this thing where he says,
no, don't reveal my secrets.
Oh, you're right. I shouldn't reveal it.
No, well, the people I use it on don't typically listen anyway. So I say, I will say, sounds like a plan. What I'm technically saying is, it may not be a very good plan, but it sounds like a plan. But it's like when I want to be respectful, but I don't necessarily agree with what's going on. I'm like, it sounds like a plan.
Well, what's bad is it's affected me in my everyday life, because I was telling him like if you and I were talking and you were to say, all right, sounds like a plan.
Totally my, normal thing to say.
My mind goes straight to, that's not good.
Yeah.
It is your fault.
It's just because the way I use it.
You've affected me. You have done this to me.
I try to be a good influence on people.
Well, do better.
What would you do?
Oh, my.
This week on What Would You Do? Fellas, I got a question for you, and you're going to have to tell me, what would you do?
Guys,
right. Oh, man. It's pretty self-explanatory. So let's start with our guest, Brother
Caleb.
Let's
do that. Oh.
He's adjusting in the seat.
Right,
over
you got to get prepared. Yes, brace yourself, because I need to know what you would do if you found out that the volcano at Yellowstone was going to erupt next week.
Oh, you already know. I'm gonna just pray.
Right, I'm gonna just lock up and just start praying.
Yeah, that's the go to right there.
I feel that.
Hopefully, the people evacuate.
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
Here's my question, because of course it would be a call for prayer.
Right.
Do we know why? Volcanoes erupt all the time. I know that's like the quote unquote,
saw something that said that it's like overdue to erupt.
Oh.
Like by several years. So.
Well, I have a feeling that in the near future.
Right.
Because, you know, like, the world's going to be destroyed by fire.
Right.
What a better time.
Right.
A better time.
Right. Like, scientists are like, okay, next week, it's over with. Would you be like, okay, I have a week. I'm going to take one day. I'm going to go see it. See, like, how cool it looks. Then I'm going to spend the other 13 days trying to escape and pray and bring folks with me.
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I keep going back to, is it, if that thing erupted, in your scenario, it erupts and it's over, everyone dies?
I don't know if this is accurate. Somebody smarter than me, please correct me.
I'm ready to do that.
flashback to word of the week every single I saw something that said that if Yellowstone was to erupt, it would cover America.
The smoke
and lava and just everything.
I don't know about that.
Well, lava would get pretty far, but just the devastation.
It would affect the whole United States.
Right.
Okay. See, that's what I was struggling with, because in my mind, I'm thinking, because
we're on the other side of the country. So.
Well, and also, I'm not super familiar with volcanoes, but I know
it's hot.
I know they're hot, but they happen all the time in Hawaii, which is super small.
Yeah.
And
a lot of them are underwater too.
Yeah, but still, what I'm getting at is I didn't know, did you know something about this particular volcano that if it erupts, we're all dead? If that is the case.
Yes.
Much prayer and fasting.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably a lot more.
Would you try to leave the country?
Where am I going? How? You
know, where are we going
to
go?
Where are we going to go?
To a different country.
Tyler, somebody once said
to it. To a country that does not have a volcano on said country.
Somebody once said it like this. Where could I go? But to the Lord.
Hey. I go to the rock.
I'm a probably go find me a deep body.
As long
body.
As that rock doesn't explode.
I'm going to go find me a deep body of water. And I'm going to just chill there and hope for the best. As I pray and don't eat.
Ooh-wee.
Gotta pray and fast about that, bro.
Yeah. I feel that. Yeah. I would, like I said, I would take a day. If I knew I had a week before it erupted, I would take some time to go see it, to see what it looked like.
Yeah.
Then, of course, pray, fast, take people with me, and we getting out this piece.
Yeah.
We going to, like,
I'm gonna tell y'all.
Somewhere.
Can I be transparent?
Sure.
Everybody wants to go to heaven. Right. I want to go.
Yeah.
I do not want to go because I got burned by lava.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, good. I'm glad that we know what we're going to do in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, I guess so. All right. Well, thankfully, today, as far as I know, there's no volcanoes going forward. There's no volcanoes erupting in our presence today. We're going to talk about Text 10 Ministries and specifically the...
Instead, we have the Holy Ghost fire.
Yes, Lord. Instead... we're going to talk about, you distracted me.
Sorry. I had to get that out there. I felt it in my spirit.
I just sent out a devotional about distractions.
Oh.
Ooh. Not too long ago.
Well, I thought he was about to back me up.
Nah, fam. Specifically, the Text 10 podcast. I mean, it's an excellent podcast that I have to say right up front, I'm a big fan of.
Sweet.
I love specifically... First of all, the content is great. The content, you know, speaks for itself. But you gotta appreciate good audio quality, my man. And I am just so thankful.
Give him the glory.
for good audio quality, man. Your quality is excellent. Even on your first episode, you had great audio quality. Whereas like some of us
we struggling in the streets.
It wasn't that great. But before we talk about your show, and we're going to, trust me, tell us a little bit about you and just who you are.
Well, born and raised in Meridian, Mississippi. So, Mississippi boy.
Yeah.
Mississippi boy. Country boy. Also.
Wow.
Chill out.
This guy.
Because that goes on a lot.
Yeah, really. I imagine.
Well, that's like a Mississippi thing.
Yeah.
You see that a lot.
Yeah.
But getting back to the topic of hand, we digress.
Sorry. I didn't mean to be a distraction, Brother McGrew.
No. You really want me to pull up that devotion. It's really good.
Hey, bro, pull it up one time.
Look, we got time.
Right, we got time. All right. The Lord didn't give me the release.
Right. There we go. Nice, nice.
But born and raised in Meridian, Mississippi. Let's see. I started... it's funny, fun fact, I started podcasting 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
But it was an extension to Text 10. That's one of the main reasons why I started the podcast. I started sending out daily devotionals in January 1st, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing that every day. So we're still going. 6 years. I'm working on year number 6, so we're still going. I don't what other facts or what other question you guys have when wanting to know about me. I don't know.
What else do you hello?
Wow.
Let me try again. What do you do for fun or anything like that?
What do I do for fun? Podcasting is one of them. Nice. I like to read. Like to read. Like to get a little active.
Not too much.
Yeah, not too much.
Yes,
not too much. Amen. Because the Bible talks about it. How exercise,
bodily
profit,
exercise,
profit
little,
just a little. Oh yes, little. I've held on to that verse.
Yeah. Well, the Bible also says to lay aside every weight.
Right. Oh, there it is. And then when it's running,
good thing. Context is important.
Yeah. Right. Look, I gotta say. You were talking about the Text 10 ministry, the daily devotional that you send out via text. I remember when you first started that. Wow. We had never met. We just met for the first time, like, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
But we had never met or anything, but I had joined that, and like I stayed with it for a long time, and I was just like, this is what's up.
That's what's up right there.
And then to see that you're still going on with it and like
that's one thing
podcasting
that,
stuff.
That I really respect about it is it's real easy to start something. But it's hard to keep something going and to be consistent.
Yeah.
And the fact that you've done that you're in your sixth year now, props to you, my
absolutely.
Guy. Like, that is amazing.
I can't take no glory for that because there are some days, like, Because again, like you said, starting something can be very easy to start, mm-hmm. but consistency is, that's one of the tougher things. And there are going to be days you're not motivated to do it.
Ooh. Oh, most definitely.
But it has pushed me to like really seek the Lord more. So
That's awesome, man.
I understand that for sure.
So let's go. I guess let's go ahead and just dive into it. I need to ask you.
All right.
When did you realize that you wanted to start a podcast? Because you know you have been doing the text in and stuff like that with the Daily Devotion. When did you decide to shift that to podcasting?
Well, again, it's been a thought years ago. So 4 years ago, I looked it up and I just thought about it last night whenever just prepping for this podcast. I was like, man, I really did start a podcast 4 years ago, but it was to be utilized as an extension of devotionals.
Yeah.
The text in daily devotionals, something, because sometimes we don't read our text. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm that person because I have 500 messages I haven't opened yet.
Right. Wait, no, are you for real?
I'm dead serious. Let me look.
You got the little red notification that says 500? Or do you probably have it turned off if you have 500?
No, I don't.
Oh, no.
I got 515.
My stomach.
But these are, look, the reason why it's like that is because, like, the last message would be, okay, see you later.
So you just left it unread?
Here's what happens, too, is you get the okay, and then you get Brother Jeff liked okay, and then you got Brother,
like a group chat,
Brother Aaron liked, and it all comes in as, like, a separate message.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel you on
We've
that.
Been in a group chat before. We know how crazy those group chats get.
It's a culmination of the years.
Yeah, for sure.
So I have my messages set to delete after a year now.
After
so it's because it started building up after a while. So,
I can imagine.
It's like, hey, Brother Caleb, did you get my message? Well, that depends.
You send it within the past year?
When did you send it?
Yeah. So there's an actual funny story. It was whenever Game Pigeon came out.
Yeah.
Game Pigeon. Oh, so here's a funny story. So I was playing 8-ball pool with one of my high school friends.
Sweet.
And I forgot to respond. And so I was going back, like, just scrolling, looking at how many messages. And I realized it's been a year since I played them back. I played them back, and I lost. I lost. I was like, this.
You had a year to strategize, but you still lost.
I was so upset. I was like,
shame.
I played it back and I lost. Oh, man.
No, like, the person who I was playing was Jada. And I can go back to the message. Oh, well, I don't think I can now. But I was just like,
oh, my goodness.
I should have just not even played back.
I played it back and I lost. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's great.
I love that so much. And that little 8-ball pool game, man, we need to get on that sometime.
Right.
I love that.
We need to play again. We should play a lot.
I'm just saying, I got a lot of dubs there.
Well, I mean,
it may take him a year, but he
right. Well, there's a time and season for everything.
Yeah, right. It really is.
Can you imagine? I haven't played. Well, I know you can. I haven't played you back in a year, but what I do is like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna lose.
I used to play against somebody who I talked to regularly. Like, I would talk to them for like a long time. And I would forget to play them back or something. They, instead of like telling me or something like that, they would go and react to it and question mark it. And so I had to scroll up through messages to look for it to play back and respond. I'm like, I don't even want to do this. Like, I forgot. Let's just move on with our lives. This is like 3 days worth of messages from all day. Like, I'm just having to scroll through and find.
I have to do that sometimes to someone who shall be remain unnamed. I'll send them a text. It's not you.
I figured.
I'll send them a text, and it'll be like hours, and they haven't responded. And so I'll just go in and like react with a question mark, and then they respond. And this person stays busy like throughout a lot of the day,
right?
Yeah. But they also have their phone like all the time. So I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
no,
you know,
I understand.
And it's also not
fair. If I'm doing something on my phone though, like, and I'll get a message, I won't stop to do that message. And then I'll forget about it.
I feel that.
I'll just like swiped away.
That's typically the area that I follow also. I'll be busy during that moment and just forget to respond.
Just forget about it, man. So tell us a little bit about your podcasting setup. Like, what equipment and software you use?
So I started I've been in music for 11 years.
Sweet.
So I started making music in the 8th grade. And so I was making songs and stuff like that. So I started off using Audacity, a cheap. It's actually free.
It's free, right? Yeah.
So I started doing that, and I used a $3 mic.
Sweet.
From lightinthebox.com, made in China, and it took like a month to get here. So I started with that, and it has progressed since there. So now my current setup, when I started the podcast, again, I still did music for some time, so I used a mic called the MXL 3000. Mm-hmm. I got it on sale. Great Black Friday sale.
Praise God.
And I have my laptop, and I use Adobe Audition CS6 whenever that came out.
Nice.
So I was using that, and so it has progressed to Adobe Audition CC2020, and now I have a different mic. I have the Rode Pod mic.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the one right
there. Yeah. The Rode Pod mic. I was blessed by it. There's a story behind this. I have a bunch of stories.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So the school, and I'll get back on topic. So I was at school, and then I did like school for, again, I graduated with like both of my degrees, and I went back because I was a part of an organization. I got like first place in the nation in something they paid for my school for like the entire year.
Sweet.
So after I finished like my cybersecurity degree and my information system degree, I went back for like just to get something, learn about banking a little bit. So within a month of school, I was like, yeah, this is not what I want to do. So I got out of school. I had already completed my degree, what I wanted to go to school for. And then when refunds came out, this is in the midst of COVID.
Oh.
So when refunds came out, I'm out of school. Hey, I've been out of school. I got out of school first week of September, and all of a sudden refunds come out. It says there's been some money deposited into your account.
Look at the Lord. Said, favor what? Ain't fair.
And here's the thing. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna utilize this to start to get some podcasting equipment.
Sweet. Nice.
So I got a few pod mics. I went on and did it because if I get older, more bills come. Yep. I ain't gonna have the time and the money.
Right. Yep. Right.
So
right.
That's what I use right now, pod mics. And I recently made a investment in the Rodecaster Pro.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice, I assume.
Yeah. look into it, bro.
Really?
I'm telling you.
It's goals.
And
it's so good.
I thought about like just bringing it just to demo it because nice. It's like, and nice. Not even just the flex,
yeah.
but just like to really, just to show you, because I'm telling you, it's so many things that you can do inside of it.
Did you bring it?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I wish you would have brought it.
That just means he's got to come back.
Yeah, well of course, you have to come back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I need to know, like you have the Text 10 Ministries that you do, the daily devotion and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, does your episode planning go around that? Like,
yes.
Tell us about your episode planning process. So,
again, I actually messaged Brother Cody about it. Mm-hmm. Like, what are y'all's episode planning process?
We're so asking you because we don't know. Yeah. No,
you guys are pretty consistent. I asked him about it, and he gave me some good insight. Whenever there's been some devotionals I made, or the Lord has given me, and I've made videos of them in the past.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it'll be, I'll send out a devotional that morning, but I was like, okay, I need to talk about this just a little bit and just expound on it because it's so much into it. So I've made a video on it, and maybe I posted it like on Instagram or Facebook or something like that. So that's typically from the years, that's how it's with the podcast. There are certain things like I plan, like, again, I'm a minister, so I have some messages that I've already done before, and it'd be good for people to hear, stuff like that. So sometimes it'll be a message I've already done before, or it can be like inspiration. Maybe I'm reading something and God's just like dealing with me something about it, and I'll just, okay, I need to get this out because maybe it may be meant for the people.
Right.
So it just all depends. But that's my planning process. I try to have a day. When I first started the podcast, that was one of my first goals or one of my first things I wanted to follow, like, what is going to be my day of planning? And it was, like, Thursday. Then Thursday got full of stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to, like, work around it. So, it's a work in progress.
Yeah, we literally just talked about that recently, like, just trying to adapt with everything that's, like, going on with life and then with churches and then just other events. Like, you know, we had Father's Day and 4th of July recently, so like just all of that having to adjust with that. So it's
well
it's
and,
a
that,
lot.
And that's another thing too, is like whenever you're a duo, you've got to accommodate for both people's schedules
and their personal lives,
right? And it's like there have been days where like I'm ready to go, but then something will come up in his life
or vice versa
and it's like, well, we can't record today. Yeah. And then day one turns into day two, turns into day three.
And it's like, before you know it, we're out of episodes.
It's like, we don't have any more. Because I had talked to you about how we try to keep a backlog. We ran out. And like, and we, like, recently we had to miss a week because we had nothing.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know.
It'd be like that
yeah. sometimes.
Well, I appreciate the transparency here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because
you guys are very consistent. Like, I went back to the first episode, like the very first one.
Holy my.
And it's been progress. It's been progress since. So, but it's like, I appreciate consistency in any form factor. I appreciate it. So just hearing that transparency, like, that'll encourage like a young podcaster. Someone that has never started one before.
Definitely.
There'll be times like, where this will happen. So
for sure. And we're definitely going to get into that here in just a little bit. So have you ever recorded? I know the type of content you produce is you have your take, it revolves around your devotionals and things like that. But things happen, whether it be a technical issue or maybe it didn't come out the way you wanted. Have you ever recorded an episode and then for one reason or another just decided not to publish it?
Yes. It was out of a prayer meeting. I remember I was praying and then God wanted me to record an episode. It's about 10 minutes long, but it was just led of God. But God was like, put it in the archives, just like, hold on to it because there's going to be a specific time when he wants it to be released. So yeah, those moments have happened. There's been many times I've hit the start and then I'll have like a word fumble.
Yeah.
Sometimes my tongue being a lazy boy.
Just lay back.
It doesn't want to come out.
Right.
And so I was like, all right, stop.
We're just going to stop.
We're going to start over. Hey, I've done that before.
Bro, we have been there.
Right. There was one time specifically I remember where this was like, what, our second or third time trying to record the specific topic. We got together and it was just from the beginning, just one mess up after another. We typically try to keep going because we try to edit out any mistakes or anything like that. But like, this particular episode, man, it just got so bad. No. We made it like, what, 10 minutes in?
And well, what happens is, like he said, we'll edit out stuff that's like
small,
you know, like, or if it's, you know, we don't edit out every little thing we used to. I used to like any kind of or anything like that, it had to go. Now it's like, it's part of the conversation. It's like you talked about transparency. It's like, well, this is just a real conversation. Yeah. We really are sitting here and talking about this right now.
Oh, yes.
It just happens to be recorded.
Yeah.
So, but there's this particular time he's talking about. It just got, like you said, about 10 or 15 minutes in. What had happened is it had been one thing after another. And I knew, I was like, this is going to be a nightmare editing this, like trying to make this work. And then something was said. I don't even remember what was said.
And it was one just last fumble from me. And we just stopped. We're laughing.
That did it.
But it was like a defeated laugh.
It was like yeah. Let's just stop. Let's just try. Let's just pull it.
It was like late at night, too. It was after church.
I'm at my wit's end.
Dude, bro. We had no other time to schedule that week. We're like, let's just do it after church. Church ran a little long. Like, we got some food. And it's like 9 o'clock. We're trying to record. We both have to be up early. And we were just like, not feeling it.
And Sarah, my wife, was sitting in there, and we just walk out like laughing, and she's like, "What's wrong? What happened?
Why are y'all done so early?"
We just pulled the plug. We're gonna try again another night. And I did. Was it the next evening we tried it, and it worked out fine? Or what?
We
finally got it, and I don't even remember what. Do you remember what episode it was?
Nostalgia.
Oh yes. Ooh-wee. Bro, it was rough. Well, and that kind of goes into our next question.
Yeah, I was gonna ask. Have you had anything like that? Like any kind of big bloopers or anything like that? Just like,
well, and podcasting format.
Yeah.
Again, word fumbles.
Yeah.
That's a big thing for me. And it's different, like when recording with a group, it's so much easier, like, for things to flow naturally.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever
for sure.
it's by yourself, it's like
it's so hard.
It's like you have that mindset of trying to like get everything out perfect and stuff like. And of course, not one episode is gonna be perfect.
Right?
No.
But
except for this one,
right.
Because you're in.
All righty, let's pump the brakes on that one. Let's pump the brakes.
Lower the bar.
Have you? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was done.
Have you ever had a technical difficulty that resulted in, I don't know, like your audio didn't record?
All right, so it hasn't happened with podcasting, but when making music,
Oh, that seems worse.
Yeah, I would be so frustrated.
I would be very frustrated. Because like you laying down that good track and then come to find out.
As somebody who's gone through effort to like write original music and stuff like that, and if I get to the point where I can record it and then the audio doesn't record, I'm quitting.
Yeah, there was this one time. So originally my setup, I never had a USB interface until like recently whenever I started the podcast.
Yeah.
So I would plug up, it's called the MXL mic mate. You will plug an XLR into the mic, uh-huh. and it'll go into the mic mate and it'll give it phantom power. And that was the only way the mic would work.
Yeah.
But when you plug it in, whenever that mic mate, it would take like a printer cable into a USB. It was like a weird configuration, but it was like very simple. But once it goes into the computer, it'll change the configs. It'll like the configurations that was on the inside, like the bit rate wouldn't be right. And you have to go in and adjust. And so when you go to record, it's not it.
No good.
Yeah, so I've done that before. And then when I hear playback, I'm like, what's going on? I just recorded last week, and it was fine. Yeah. But if you unplug it and plug it back in, it'll lose its configuration. It took me a minute to figure that out, what was really wrong, because I thought I had like messed up the mic again, because I'm known to do that.
Well, it happens.
Yeah, we were not going to tell the whole story, just because we've covered it a couple times on the podcast, but we had a certain situation where we had a guest and lost all of their audio.
I was going to ask you if you had listened to that one. It was the Kristen Hicks interview. Do you remember that one?
I had to look at that. I remember when you guys did interview her, but I didn't listen to the podcast.
It's so good. She did a great job. I'm talking about her.
She was great. Well, when you listen to it, just know this. The audio you hear from us, we had to come in, and like Tyler said, we've already talked about it before, but we had to come in and re-record just our parts. Hers recorded. It was fine. But what we had to do is I had her audio here, and then we had to like listen to what she said and figure out like
what we said.
Piece together like what was the question we asked her. We had the list reactions, of questions.
Everything.
Like we basically everything. In fact, everything you hear in that episode
is re-recorded.
That's us. Is us
voice acting it.
Voice acting like re-recording because all we had was her track. When I tell you,
it was a nightmare.
Not
even so much for me because he had to edit it.
Well, we did the episode and we're like pumped. It was a great episode. Yeah. We were so happy that she was willing to be on the show and we did it. And I'm loading I put the SD card in and I'm loading, getting all the audio onto the iPad to start editing. And it's like part of my track and none of his, zero of his. And it was just.
We were distraught.
And then I had to text him and tell him.
I thought he was joking.
I was like.
I didn't know what we were going to do.
I said, bro, your audio did not record.
Literally had to go piece by piece.
He said, there's no way. And I was like, yeah. I said, he's like, what do we do? There's only one thing we can do.
We didn't want it to not air. She did such a great job.
And she took the time to be a part of it. And it's just like, to not air it, that's not an option.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, just know that when you listen to it. Wow. But
that is true dedication.
Bro, it was rough, man.
It was rough. It was rough recording it. I couldn't imagine editing it.
That was probably the worst hiccup we've had. Because
other than like your thing being stolen. Sorry. My bad.
But as far as like, you're right. But as far as like, because we've had episodes where it was just us and the same thing happened. And it's like, we'll just do it again or whatever. But when you have a guest involved, it changes the game because you can't just call her back and be like, hey, can we re-record everything we just did? Your audio didn't work. Or Tyler's audio didn't work. It's like, well, that's not her problem.
No, it's not. She already took the time out to do it for free.
Yeah. So it's like,
But like even still, like I have so much respect for people who do podcasts by themselves.
For sure.
Because like you were saying, like when you're with somebody, there's stuff to go off of. Even like you can split up responsibilities, whether it be promotion or editing or just whatever, ideas, just anything. It helps. But like being on your own, all I can imagine is me like talking and then just my brain just going off somewhere. And like me.
It can happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could not imagine. I like it. So mad props to you, my guy. Cause I just, for sure. I could not. My brain does not function that way.
And what would you say is the biggest difference between your first episode and your most recent episode?
The intro.
The intro? I love your intro, by the way. Just so you know.
So that's what. My intro is actually pre-recorded now. Huh? And on the Rodecaster Pro, you just like hit a button and it comes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you do.
Life saver.
Really?
Life saver. Nice. I mean, because it cuts out so much time editing.
Yeah, for sure.
So much time. So it's a lot of fun. Just like it's just like these little action keys. Like your shift key, it does something. Cap lock, it does something.
Yeah.
So it's like you do that. I have my intro and outro, and it has some like hand claps, and these are like preloaded things on there.
Nice.
But the intro and the outro, definitely. Whenever I was looking at the question, I was like, what really is the difference? I guess I kind of like relax more.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the big difference. I kind of became more comfortable. I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
But I'm more comfortable getting behind the mic and like putting out content. My first episode was like I was just talking about my testimony. So anybody can talk about their testimony, but like content, and so it's like my mindset is different because I'm reaching somebody I don't see
right
at all. So being able to relax and having that mindset, or okay, I'm speaking to someone on the other side of this recording.
Yeah.
How do I talk? How do I relax? And how do I act like I'm sitting right in front of them?
Yeah.
And so becoming relaxed, that's the, and becoming relaxed and the intro. Those are like the two biggest things.
Well, I can tell you as someone who's been on the other side that you have been talking to, you do come off as just very confident, relaxed.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing. There's no, you don't, because I am a podcaster, but I've also listened to podcasts for years and years and years and years. I've listened to podcasts that were great. I've listened to podcasts that were not great. I've not heard any apostolic podcasts that aren't great, thank the Lord. But it's crazy. Just like I've heard, like when you mentioned music, we know how to make good music because we've heard good music.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, in my opinion, for podcasting. We know what kind of stuff to strive for and stuff to shoot for because we've heard great podcasting. You, sir, are a great podcaster. You have a great delivery. You're very confident in what you say and what you do. That's another thing, is you know you're not apologetic about what you're talking about. Like, what I mean by that is like, look, this is what the Lord gave me to say. This is what I'm going to say. I'm saying it with love, but I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
And I love that and respect that about you. And just that's some feedback that I'm offering to you today, is like, job well done, sir. Thank you. Very good. Yes, sir.
All glory to him. Absolutely. Gotta give him the glory.
Oh, absolutely.
You know why? He's worthy.
To be praised. Hey. Hey, don't get us started in this place. Hey. Come on now. Okay, so in your opinion, I had to gather myself, or else I won't stop.
Ooh, okay,
because when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all
He has done,
let's just
for me,
hallelujah.
Hey, give Him the glory. Hey,
but He's good.
He is good.
Ooh,
he's been better than good to me. The intro starts playing.
Y'all think I'm playing? He's good.
Hey.
He's good, man.
Ooh, that's Jesus.
Okay.
Okay, composed.
How does that pardon my praise one time?
In your opinion, how important is apostolic content?
Very important to me, because I am apostolic.
For sure.
Same way how when I played soccer content was very important to me, because that's something in a time in my life I gave my life to.
Yeah.
Right.
So I absorbed everything that came from it. So when it comes to apostolic, this is something I've given my life to, and I've sacrificed for this lifestyle. So apostolic content is so great, because when I'm listening to something, I'm not trying to knock down or tear any other denomination down.
Sure,
right.
I'm not trying to tear any belief system down. But when I listen to something and they don't believe the same thing I believe, they could say one thing, I'm like,
yeah.
All right, like my mother would say, or my grandmother would say, take the meat, spit out the bone, exactly. stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to apostolic content, when I'm listening to it, I'm able to receive it mm-hmm. with a good heart.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it is very important to me. Like, I love listening, like, The Oneness of God with David mm-hmm. Benard. I love listening to yeah. He just recently started a podcast.
I love it, man. Exactly. Have you listened to it, Tyler?
I haven't.
It's yet. Called Apostolic Living in the 21st Century.
Nice. Yes.
And it is so good. Because what he does, it's really short episodes.
Yes.
He basically answers
love that.
Questions. He answers questions that you may have as an apostolic living nice. In the 21st century.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's very good. Anyway, continue.
But yeah, like whenever that content is out, that is so easy for me to accept and to like, that's something I can relax on. Because yeah. sometimes you could be listening to something and it may not line up. And if you listen to that long enough, because you may be drawn in by their charisma and their yeah. character, and you start believing the things that they say right. when that stuff is not like, biblical.
Maybe they right. have a point.
Yeah. yeah. And so when I'm listening to apostolic content, I know it's exactly where it's yeah, coming from.
Exactly.
It's coming from someone who believes in the Acts 2:38 message.
Right.
Yeah. Someone who believes in holiness. Someone who believes in the truth and the infallible yeah. word of God.
Yeah.
That's something I love about apostolic content. So it is Absolutely. Very much important to me.
And you also... One of the draws of it to me, everything you just said, and also it's so comforting to be able to know, okay, when I listen to the Text 10 podcast or whatever apostolic podcast I'm going to be listening to, there's certain things that I know I'm not going to have to worry about.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have to worry about inappropriate language. I'm not going to have to worry about a bad joke or, you know, the stuff that you're going to find in other secular podcasts. You don't have yeah. to worry about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
You don't have to listen defensively. Is, I right. guess, a way of summing it up. And I love that. That is very important for me because
Same.
What I can't stand is you find a podcast, maybe it starts off good, maybe even the first few seasons are like good, but then something changes, whether it be, and it begins to deviate off and they start saying stuff that I'm just not going to hear, you know, or they start, I don't care for that.
And it's, like you said, it's really unfortunate, especially when you're already invested in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you've already made it through and you're like, yes, I found a show, blah, 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 blah. You may have even told somebody about it. And then a couple more episodes down, they start like throwing out vulgar language or something like yeah. that, or just like stuff that we don't necessarily support or want to listen to. And so it's mm-hmm. just like, I definitely agree.
Because it's an investment in anything.
For sure.
So that investment yeah. is kind of, it can be kind of hurting to the heart to pull away for it.
For
so.
Sure. And we've talked about, obviously, you have your podcast. Do you create any other content outside of your podcast currently?
Yes. So I make videos for the podcast. I run the social media page for our church.
Nice.
I create content for the Campus Ministry International page. I'm the social media coordinator for that.
Sweet.
So been doing that since January. Or actually a little bit before.
Congratulations
January.
On that, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that's
thank
awesome.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to serve.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Let's see. Any other content?
What about this music? What, like, you making music home? Like, you got a track you dropping anytime soon?
Nah,
come on, man.
Look, I stopped making music. My last song was In Jesus' Name with me featuring Tanner Gray.
Yeah.
So that was my last song, and I was praying about it. I was like, God, because again, it's Christian hip hop.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, so we already know. We don't even have to get into details. So that's right. kind of like an eerie line with some people.
Yeah.
And so, again, this is around the time I'm being in ministry also.
Yeah.
And so, mm-hmm. again, it may not matter exactly what everybody says, but it yeah. does matter to yeah. an extent.
A degree, yeah.
To a degree, what people think about you and what you're known for.
Right. Exactly.
So, I prayed to God and I was like, God, I won't make another song until you give me a vision on why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And so he hasn't given me a vision. Yeah. But I have gone away from Christian hip hop to actually learn how to play the guitar, nice. Learn how to play the bass. I'm just really trying to expand myself like yeah. in that area.
Yeah.
So I can produce tracks like gospel tracks.
That was gonna right. be my next question is do you play anything? That's awesome that you're learning that, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
I started off playing drums and Yeah. mm-hmm. I started off playing drums. I think I got my first set when I was like a year and a half old.
Oh boy,
and
then sing too.
Yeah. Oh no. I am a borderline singer.
Nah, he can sing.
Borderline.
I don't know if I believe that because you got a good voice.
He's acting like I didn't watch the senior camp live stream.
Ooh.
That can be subjective. Because Joe and Nate, oh, shout out to them. Yeah, they have helped me out with my voice growth.
Yeah.
And God, like, has touched my voice. Because, like, when I first started singing, I can only hit, like, a D above middle C.
Yeah.
Then when it came.
I couldn't even get to middle C, bro. Whatever, wow. Yeah, whenever I was younger, I could not even get to middle C.
That is wild.
Now he's over here hitting notes that don't exist. he's over here like in these crazy octaves.
Teaching
that
sopranos.
That no one has any business being in.
You're like the guy that did I Got a Song.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I had two people send that to me. I was like,
I'm thinking this guy has even hit puberty. Find out he's like 20-something.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Look, he killed that, though. Hey, he did hit that note. He did that. Oh, man.
So earlier we had talked about young people or anyone really starting a podcast. It's easy to start something, but it's harder to keep it going. Well, sometimes for some people, depending on who you are, you don't even know where to start. Do you, as a seasoned podcaster, do you have any advice for someone who may be on the fence about starting their own podcast?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as calling myself seasoned. I'm only 8 episodes in.
Yeah, but you've been doing it for 4 years, right?
Nah, I did 5 episodes and then I just stopped.
Well,
technically.
I mean, he's like, well, you know.
And I did it through SoundCloud, too. So you can still find them on there. It's on SoundCloud because I didn't know the platform.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what platform to use. Like, this before I even found out about Anchor or anything.
Well, the Lord's doing a quick work because I say you're seasoned.
Right.
But it's just I've been behind a microphone.
Yeah.
And then ministering, again, I've taught literally hundreds of Bible studies involved with campus ministry and all. So talking to whether it may be 1 or 10 or whatever the group may be, that's something the Lord has, I know he has gifted me to talk about. But back to the topic at hand. A person who is interested on the fence about getting into podcasting, if it's a thought, go for it.
Sweet.
You know, of course, be prayerful about it. But before I started my podcast, before I hit record on the first episode, like legit, I had a plan on what I wanted to do. What was my mission? What was my goal?
Yeah.
Because, again, we talked about it earlier. There are going to be some times you're like not motivated to record.
Right.
You don't want to put out content. And then you go back to the drawing board and say, this is why I started.
Yeah.
And so have a goal. Have like something that you desire to do, what you want to accomplish in that. And most importantly, give God the glory if you want to start a podcast. And whenever you record, make sure that it's all for him and for the audience of one that you're going to be able to, by him, reach others.
Yeah.
On the equipment side, don't think that you have to get the most expensive.
Please.
Thing.
Right.
Say that. Because that's good advice right there. That's wisdom.
Yeah, you do not. Again, I started making tracks with a $3 mic and free software. And that mic was from China. Like, I actually got a picture. I don't know if you guys can pull it up on the whenever you guys upload the episode. But I actually looked it up and I found it. And this is what it looked like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Just a little mic, $3, free shipping.
Free shit.
That's what won me over.
That's why I took a month.
they said we're gonna just hold off on this for a little while.
But and then my next mic after that was like $50.
Yeah.
The next mic after that is I broke the first one. Then the next mic after the one I broke was $70. And I can't tell you how I got the software. I'll tell you off the record.
Okay.
I'm dead.
Pirate.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
But again, just be willing to start small. You don't have to get the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Because again, when I was making music, whenever I got that good mic, that MXL 3000, and that thing was like $300, and I got it on sale.
Yeah.
But around that time I got that mic, I stopped making music.
Mm.
So that $300 mic just sat in a box. So
yeah,
you don't want to invest in something that you're not fully committed to.
Exactly.
For sure.
So if you invest a whole bunch of money, it's like, okay, that money's a waste now.
Right.
Most
it's
definitely.
A waste. So you don't want that to become that whenever you're starting a podcast. So don't be afraid to start small. Work on the quality of the podcast first. work on building that, building rapport, getting good feedback from people, you know, trying to build an audience, work on stuff like that. I would say that because, again, that's how I kind of like started with Text 10. It wasn't about the people that was on it. Now, it has grown like big time. It has grown big time, and God has blessed it. Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. You too.
I receive it. Jesus, man.
But yeah, what was I? Oh, yeah. Starting Text 10. It started off as content, and it is still about the content.
Yeah.
And the more the content got better, the more people came to the content. So your content is going to be something that is going to bring people in. Because if you start a podcast when it's just like, oh, you're just talking about nothing.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, oh, I'm just
to have a podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody can turn on something else and actually like grow and learn and become a better person.
For sure.
Because of, so your content matters the most. And so let me see. What do I have? Anything else that I can share with the people?
You said something while ago that like I have to go back to regularly, and that is remember why you started.
Yeah.
Because if you will start for the right reasons and remember that in those difficult times when I don't feel like doing it anymore, maybe you're not getting the engagement that you feel like you ought to begin with, which that's a whole nother rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Don't think that at the very beginning you're going to just get all these millions of downloads.
Nope.
Let me tell you something.
It will humble you.
You are not.
Right.
You won't. Let me just tell you that right now. But that shouldn't defeat you because, I mean, time, you know, time heals all wounds.
Well, if you're doing it to be famous, you were in the wrong profession.
Oh, you are most definitely in the wrong. Unless you go work for like NPR or something
right,
like
that's
that.
What I'm
like,
say, yeah,
yeah. But again, remember why you started. Keep that in mind in all those difficult times. Like, I'm glad you said that because that's where we're at over here, brother.
Right.
Yeah, that's always like. And honestly, I'm gonna be transparent. When I first started the podcast, I had that mindset because, again, the daily devotion has grown to over 1,000+ people.
That's so, awesome, man.
Yeah. And so God did that. But when I started the podcast, I had that same kind of like mindset. Mm-hmm. Okay, a bunch of people are going to do it because, oh, they are coming from the Text 10 Ministries daily devotional. Come straight to it. When I looked at that first episode, it only had like 10 plays. I was like, okay.
Right.
It was a quick humbling moment.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure.
It was so I had to learn that. And so again, it's okay to learn. Always be willing to learn.
Oh yeah.
Always. And that's why I would encourage somebody. Always be willing to learn. Do your research. Learn what should you do, what should you not do, what should my podcast, like, I did a whole bunch of research. Did a lot of like watching YouTube videos, reading forums, like things about starting a podcast. Educate yourself. That's one of the biggest things that I can give to you. Educate yourself on podcasting.
For sure.
Because I think there's a stat, I think they said over like 85% or 90% of podcasts don't make it past the seventh episode.
The seventh episode, that's right.
And so, again, going back to having your goals and your reason why you're doing it and doing your research, again, planning out episodes, that's something I got to get better on. But again, I feel like I'm going down a rabbit hole on this question. But
that's good, bro.
It's so many other different things that we can talk about just about that question. So I would definitely just say do your research, have your goals, be prayerful, and give God the glory in spite of it's just one person listening or 100 people listening. Give God the glory because that is one person that you're reaching.
That's exactly right.
So always
right.
keep that in mind.
And that's a word right there for somebody.
That was free.
Yes, indeed.
You're welcome. So you had said that your first episodes were on SoundCloud. Where can people find your show now?
Where they can find them now. I thought you were about to say where they can be found.
No. If I want
that's under the blood.
For someone who's hearing this, like, man, I want to listen to Text 10 podcast, where can they go to find it?
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all the major players whenever it comes to podcasting platforms. Buzzsprout, that's like my distributor platform that I go through, and they distribute it to like multiple different platforms. So I have a link in my bio. I always share that. My Instagram bio.
Which will also be in the link below.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You'll find that in the description.
I think it's just buzzsprout.com/16805-3257. It's something like that. And then you pull up my account. I thought that was like the weirdest address. It's just a number.
That's great.
But that number is definitely not accurate.
I thought it was. I thought like you had it memorized.
Oh, no.
I was very impressed.
Let me actually see if I can find it.
Word. It's like it's buzzsprout.pi 3.14.
Actually, I got the first three right.
Really?
It's 169-169-7530.
Sweet. There it is.
I said 7. I said 5. I didn't say 0.
Well, you heard it, folks.
I said 169. I knew that.
He had that one on lock.
So that's not too bad. Only 7 digits.
That's all right.
Not too bad. I can barely remember my phone number.
Right. Well, people, you should most definitely go check out Text 10 Podcast. Check out Text 10 Ministries. Follow Caleb on Instagram.
Yes.
Do all those things. And whenever you follow him, just, you know, show him some love. Give him some feedback.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you something right now. And y'all better hear me.
Now
y'all,
oh, here we go.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Draw in.
A little bit of feedback goes a long, long way. Little
somebody
bit of feedback
better say that.
Goes a long, even if it's just, hey, didn't really care for that. I'm so serious.
Everybody like responds to this episode. Wow, I did not have a good time.
I did not care for this. Well, there's no possibility of that.
Oh, of course.
Because
not.
Of like what we're doing.
Right.
But a little bit of feedback goes a long, long way. If you here's my thing. Can I just talk about it for a second?
Sure. Go ahead.
Needs to get out of the system.
Okay. So if you are a living, breathing human being, you have an opinion.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
I don't care.
Sure do. Ooh, that's a word.
I don't care. I don't care what it's about.
Yeah.
There's very, very few things that I'm just indifferent to and don't have an opinion.
Yeah.
If you think about those things, you will get an opinion. You become educated about those things. Mm. Right. You will form an opinion.
Ooh.
And y'all know good and well, y'all got social media.
Stop.
And y'all like to share y'all's opinions. If you listen to the Brothers Podcast, if you listen to this podcast, if you listen to other podcasts, if you listen to anything, you have an opinion on what you heard. Share that.
That's what I'm talking
That's
about.
All I'm saying. It's like, hey, man, I really like that. Just let him know.
And even especially if you don't, like if you want something to change, instead of like not listening, like who, it may be something that we've been like looking for an excuse to change.
Right.
Exactly.
You know?
Somebody please say y'all hate word of the week.
Exactly. Hey,
stop.
That is a word. Because let me tell you, when sending out daily devotionals, this is how feedback goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
When sending out daily devotionals, of course, sometimes it can happen. Because again, when you sign up using Remind, when you sign up using the Remind app to send out daily devotionals,
yeah,
there are some people that get their number changed and their name is intertwined with that system.
Mm.
So whenever somebody gets rid of that number and somebody else gets it, they automatically get in the messages.
Right.
And so sometimes I'll get messages like, who is this? And so, and I'm able to
say, classic.
Exactly. So who is this? And I'm able to tell them what this is about. And I'll say, if you would like to be removed, just let me know, I can do that. If you like to stay on, please respond. That's the feedback does go along.
Yeah,
long
for sure.
Way.
For sure.
So I've had some negatives and some positives.
But it's all valuable. Yeah.
It's all valuable.
And, and I didn't mean to like get on a rant about it. It's just something that I am fairly passionate about. It's like, you have an opinion, share that.
Yes,
it's very simple. It only takes a second.
I've definitely been doing that a lot with other like content creators that I follow and stuff.
Yeah.
And if there's something that I like, especially, I'll be like, this was awesome. Just commenting it. Like, that's what the comments are there for.
Right.
You know, I enjoyed this
because
they don't know that I'm freaking out in my car over this new song. Right. I'm going to let them know. Like, I had a great time.
I've noticed you doing that too. And I'm like, my brother, like that's beautiful right there. I could do a whole podcast on feedback. So I'll get off of it. But you had mentioned earlier, your music.
Oh.
Well, we have a little segment here devoted just especially to music.
This week on Drop the Bop, you fellas, I'm bringing a bop to y'all this week.
Oh, man. Oh.
As I do with this segment.
as you do.
You know what? I'm just going to do it.
Some would even say that you're going to drop it.
I'm going to drop it. I'm going to drop like, how many songs? 13 songs for you right now.
Oh, good. Wow.
And it's the entire Faith Over Fear album.
Come on, somebody.
Faith Over Fear. Yes.
All right.
Yes,
all right.
Have y'all seen the Mark Crowder, like the little jig?
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. Wait, where can I see that?
On his Instagram, he does like, I got no victory safe. I'm telling you.
It's good. Catch me going and looking at that.
I'm telling you.
You look,
it's so good.
Mark Crowder, Apostolic artist, support Apostolic content. That's absolutely what this whole episode's about. He has put out a banger of an album. It just released as of this recording. It released yesterday. Yeah. So you guys definitely need to go support it. Buy it if you can. If not, it's on Apple Music. It is on Spotify. I have not found a song that I dislike yet.
Exactly.
And I've listened to the album. So
everything. I haven't had a chance to listen to the whole thing, but every song I've heard so far has been very good. Can we just comment on his range?
His range is ungodly.
Yes, his range is unreal. He's so good. And then to sing the way that he is. Tyler brought up the point yesterday. We were texting about it. Don't tell anyone, because
we usually don't talk outside the podcast.
But we were talking about it, and I was like, can we just talk about his range? And all Tyler could say was, he's just a beast. I mean, that's all there is to
it. I couldn't imagine doing a whole live recording singing like that.
The whole live recording?
I get tired after church. Like, I'm just like, okay, time to take
when
a nap.
When I sing with Allstate, all it takes is three songs, and my voice is like,
over. Done. But that man did 13 songs. Well, some of them are intros and reprises and stuff like that. But still, check it out. I have thoroughly enjoyed all of it. Like, the songs, there's been some songs that have been released lately that just kind of been like, they sound like everything. They sound like every other little thing. A lot of his songs sound super unique.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, it's different, you know, but they're good. And the words are just like, yes, yes, minister.
I was listening to, the last one I listened to yesterday was Dance.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm in my car and I'm over here by myself. Just like,
jiggy with me.
It was so good. It's a really good album. We're not going to link every song on our Instagram.
We can just link. No, we're just going to link the album. We can do that.
You should definitely check it out for sure.
It'll be in our highlights for Apple Music and Spotify.
Gentlemen, I have had a just splendid time today.
Crazy.
Thank you so much for coming, man.
It has been an honor. It will not be the last time.
I hope not, because this has been a wonderful time. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter and give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description, where you'll find a short list that we provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.